particular local vendor who you may hear from after award is made here today. I just want to kind of forewarn you and for the record that we do follow state law implicitly. And we don't try to eliminate vendors. We don't have control over that. In fact, by law, we cannot limit vendors unless we have concrete evidence or history that they have engaged in malfeasance or didn't deliver on goods that they had promised in the past. And that's where the term blacklist comes from. I don't blacklist any vendors. Luckily, we don't have problems with any of our vendors, and we don't have a list that says that we can't accept bids from certain people. We accept bids from everybody. They go out on the internet nationwide, so we can't control that. And I'm done on my spiel, but I thought it was worth mentioning that in the record. And if he's listening, then maybe he should feel better about knowing that the process is followed very closely. And now I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for his recommendation.
After reviewing all four bids received, I'm going to recommend that we go with East Manufacturing Corporation for two trailers at a total cost of $92,400. I have some pictures of them trailers also. Most of the vendors sent brochures with, along with their bid. Basically, that's what the trailer's going to look like.
You have spreadsheets also for the commission and available to enter into, scan into the minutes.
So you have the floors that you're wanting?
This is not a walking floor. After talking with David Stottle, he wanted two more trailers, like pretty much like we got the smooth-sided trailers, type tipping trailers.
To my knowledge, we have not heard from this vendor before, have we?
Yes.
East?
East well, not East, but part of the, yes, we have.
East Manufacturing?
Part of the reason we got your bid and smooth trailer, smooth side.
I see.
East and Mac.
Did you see this? This is what they look like. You got one.
That looks currently, after we've seen these trailers, basically we will be selling two walking floor trailers. That will leave us two walking floor trailers currently.
Purple one?
Still in the fleet. We try to keep eight trailers working.
Will they deliver this trailer to the site?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid for East Manufacturing Corp. for two trailers at a total cost of $92,400.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'll notify the vendors.
Thank you, Randy.
Did you need this back?
Yes. Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
This morning I bring you, the only court orders I have this morning are personal property paid abatements, which are refunds. Abatement numbers 300190 through 300191 and 300193. On abatement 300190, the property owner had marked off the glass stream boat on her assessment form, and it was not taken off of it, and she had paid her taxes with it on there. On 300191, motorcycle, 2003 motorcycle was appraised as a 2013 motorcycle, and they'd, this is attempting to fix that misappraisal. And on 193, 2011 motorcycle was sold in 2015 and was not taken off of the 2016 assessment form.
Label is Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 3/27/17.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, it's that time of the year where most of my update is going to consist of kind of giving you guys a heads up on some construction that's going to be going on this summer. The top one on my list, and I should mention before I go down this list, if you guys have any questions at all, or if the public has any questions at all on these, our website is fully populated with the current construction schedule and then detailed information on a lot of these bigger projects. So you can just go to modot.org, and then you can click on the Southwest District. There's a map, I think, on the right-hand side that you can get the Southwest District. Once you're there, there's a lot of information right there on the page, but you can also click on major projects. And then it gives you a whole list of everything that's happening this summer and information that you can click on each one of those pages, and they'll have individual pages for each one of those major projects. And those are updated. I know our customer service people, you know, we get a lot of people using the internet anymore, so they update those very regularly. And you can also, on any of those pages, sign up for like text and e-alerts. So if we have any construction work zones coming up or anything, we can let people know, and they'll get an email message or an alert that something's going to be happening on a project. So we get a lot of interaction that way. So that being said, probably the biggest project we've got coming this summer that I know the Branson area has been concerned about is actually to the north in Greene County. It's the 65 rebuild. And what we're doing there is a good portion of 65, which is six lane. We added two inside lanes with the stimulus money here several years ago, but there wasn't enough money to rehab the existing four lanes at the time. So now we're going to come back through and rehab those lanes. That pavement has got some considerable age on it. It's concrete pavement, so we're going to have to go back in and rehab it. So we're starting with a project that goes from basically just south of I-44 to Sunshine. So basically about half the distance of the existing six lane as it is right now. And we'll actually be closing segments of the roadway to make for a safer project, a quicker project, and a better project, because the contractor, if there's no traffic on those sections, will be able to do the entire two-lane section plus the shoulders basically in one sweep. It'll all be concrete work. So we'll get a much better product if we can do that. So they will basically be kind of rolling closures. It'll be one direction, you know, southbound to start with, from Kearney to probably Division, and then from Division to Chestnut, from Chestnut to Sunshine. And they'll work their way down, and then they'll work their way back north. We're told right now that their construction probably won't start till June. They have to have the pavement portion done before October, and it's actually a large company. It's a joint venture between Millstone and Weber, which are two really large companies that do a lot of work in the St. Louis area, so they're used to urban projects that are under really short deadlines that are, you know, have a lot of customer expectations. So I think that's going to be a good thing. And that's about a $10.4 million project. We will have a public meeting once they've given us more information on their exact schedule. We will actually hold a public meeting because it is so impactful. And I know that the Chamber of Commerce down here has expressed a lot of interest in knowing what's going on there and making sure that they let tourists know that, you know, 65 is going to be closed, what's the alternate route. We'll have a lot of signing in place to take people basically around Springfield, across the James River Freeway, and back onto 65. So, and then we will dump them right into another work zone because we are six-laning 65 down to the first interchange at Ozark. So, and that'll be done this fall. But those two things will be going on at the same time. So there'll be some work zones to go through, but we'll have a much better product when we get done. That six-laning of 65 is down to Evans Road this time, and then in the near future we'll be six-laning down to CC. And I don't think we've got it programmed down to 14 in Ozark, but eventually we'll be going down there too. Now, in this area, we've got a lot of overlays scheduled for this summer. We've actually got a meeting scheduled with one of the contractors this week. That's Jernigan Construction. They are going to be, I believe, starting on 465. We'll hear from them this week at the meeting. But starting on the high road, probably about mid-April is what we're expecting. And then they're proposing, they've got 65 all the way basically through Taney County down to Arkansas. And I believe that schedule will be August is what they're telling us right now. We also have paving improvements on Business 65 in Hollister, and on Route 76, and on Route 248. I haven't heard from those contractors yet to give you a schedule on that, but when we do, we'll let you guys know. Those two projects, the Business 65 and the 76 project, the 76 project is, it's from 65 eastbound all the way to Forsyth. That will include the 2-foot shoulders with rumbles where we can fit them in to add safety along that corridor. And it will also trigger some sidewalk improvements that we'll be doing through basically down the hill there from 65, past Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and down the hill. And we'll also be doing pedestrian improvements in Hollister because of Business 65. The 76 improvements, we've had a lot of concern about a crosswalk that's not at a signal that's right, basically kind of across from McDonald's. It's at 6th Street. And it's kind of on the hill, but we have enough pedestrians needing to get across there that we do have a crossing. And we're actually going to create a refuge island in the middle and put flashing beacons so that when pedestrians want to use that crossing, it'll be a much safer crossing than it is now. So we've had a lot of requests for that, and I'm happy that we're going to be able to do that.
Is that going to extend the turn lane or get rid of some of the turn lane?
No, it shouldn't impact. Well, it will slightly, but you can only turn left there anyway. Because we cut off access there between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. That's okay. Where I'm talking about, is right there.
Right. I'm just across the street from that, kind of where the, in between where the bank, I don't know what bank it is. You got Wendy's and then you got the
You'll
bank.
Still be able to turn into 6th Street, which I believe okay. is the Is that last one? As you, last left as you're going up the hills.
Okay.
So we'll be extending that. The